Good afternoon. This is the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, government defends its labor clauses concessions bill, stressing they will do what is necessary to protect workers. The Barbados Alliance to End Homelessness is seeing an increase in the number of women with mental health issues seeking their assistance. Several people hauled before the law courts in an attempt to crack down on delinquent property owners. The United Nations Human Rights Commissioner warns of deepening crisis in Haiti, and Israeli snipers killed 21 civilians outside Gaza's besieged Nasser Hospital. I am Christo J. Paul. The details to the news just ahead. The Minister of Labor has joined the discourse on the Labor Clauses Concessions Bill and stressed that government will do what is necessary to protect workers. Over the last few days, various sectors of the population have been discussing the controversial bill, with some members of the private sector reportedly opposed to it. The measures in the bill will require employers to adhere to a set of minimum standards if they are to continue benefiting from government concessions. Minister Colin Jordan insists that employers must treat workers well and that government has an obligation to protect its most vulnerable. He was speaking during government's post-cabinet news briefing at the Ministry of Home Affairs today.
There is need to protect those who are at the bottom of the economic ladder. So this idea of labor clauses is not new, and it speaks essentially to protecting the workers of this country. We have come to the place in Barbados where, the national insurance revitalization, we realize that there are people outside the net who are going to suffer later. They could include some of our parents and grandparents who will suffer down the road if we do not put systems in place to allow them to be appropriately covered by Social Security.
He said that following discussions with the BHTA and the BWU surrounding the treatment of workers in the industry, they decided to establish a framework legislation to ensure that workers are treated fairly.
We recognize that there was also a need, not just in relation to tourism, but there was a need to make sure we had framework legislation in place that went beyond the matter of public contracts, that included persons who benefited from taxpayers' money foregone. That same money that is needed to fix roads in St. Peter, that same money is foregone to allow businesses to be more competitive. That, like public contracts, cannot be at the expense of the workers. And we are of the view that there must be a minimum standard of pay, a minimum set of conditions that must be met if businesses are benefit from taxpayers' dollars foregone concessions.
Minister of Labor Colin Jordan. The Barbados Alliance to End Homelessness has seen an increase in the number of women with mental health issues seeking their assistance. This was revealed by the client relations manager of the alliance, Rika Edy, during a press briefing today. Ms. Edy said these women are often coming for assistance with their children. To date, the alliance has over 70 women at the shelter.
So we have been seeing a rise of women coming to the shelter with mental health issues, and they're also coming to the shelter with their children. That rise is actually concerning because most of these women do not know they have mental health issues. We have a mental health psychologist on board with us. We also have a certified counselor. Once the clients come to the organization, they're set to meet these meetings to see how best we can assist them. So with the counseling sessions that they may have with these persons, these things are actually concerns that the counselor comes and brings to us to see how best we can assist them going forward.
She says many of these women have reported being put out by landlords, partners, and family members.
Firstly, they're starting with unable to pay rent, unemployment. Sometimes the relationship has gone sour and they were asked to leave. But majority of the time, they're being asked to leave with their children. Majority of the houses, the family, they're overcrowded, so they don't have the space to hold the children. But we try not to let them stay here too long. We will try to activate the welfare department, the child care board, to see what assistance can be offered to them in short order.
Client relations manager of the Barbados Alliance to End Homelessness, Rika Edy, in the lunchtime edition. A number of delinquent property owners have been hauled before the law courts for not cleaning their lots. The property owners are being charged under the Health Services Act as the Minister of Health cracks down on such behaviors which are posing health threats. Deputy Chief Environmental Health Officer Ronald Chapman explained that several homeowners have been found guilty of having overgrown vegetation, derelict vehicles, among others, as the country continues to deal with a surge in dengue cases. He told Starcom Network News they were either given jail time or fined.
We had a number of cases before the bar court and the district, the magistrate court. We had four cases which were more or less withdrawn by the ministry because the persons went ahead and cleaned the lot. And that is what we really wanted, was the area cleaned up. In the Oil States magistrate court, there were two persons also who went ahead and cleaned their lot. So we are getting some very clean lots. However, there was one gentleman who decided that he did not clean his lot. He pled guilty. He was found. His fine was $2,000 or 5 months in prison. He was given 2 months to pay. He faces also the penalty of having to pay $100 each day the conditions exist. So we have been getting some results. The Ministry of Health and Wellness is taking these things very seriously. And we also want to say that we are also taking the whole issue of the coconut vendors on the street very seriously.
Deputy Chief Environmental Health Officer Ronald Chapman. Barbadian soca legends Allison Hines, Edwin Yearwood, and Little Rick, along with Lead Pipe and Sadis of the newer generation of Bajan soca stars, got a rousing reception as they performed before thousands in Trinidad and Tobago last night. Backed by the Darien Bailey Session Band, comprising some of Barbados' top musicians, the soca stars performed at Ignite, an event hosted by Trinidad and Tobago's largest carnival band company, Tribe, a conglomerate which owns multiple mass bands. The session was emceed by Barbadian music producer Just Jay, who hyped up the crowd about Barbados as images of the Barbados flag repeatedly flashed on the Jumbotron screen. The Barbadians are on a promotional carnival tour sponsored by the National Cultural Foundation and the Barbados Tourism Marketing Incorporated. Sea bathers are being advised to exercise caution as the Barbados Meteorological Services issues a marine area information statement for western coastlines. We have more in the 4:30 edition. And finally, the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, Volker Turk, today warned of a deepening human rights catastrophe in Haiti after figures show that January was the most violent month in more than 2 years in the country. The UN said at least 806 people not involved in the violent exchanges taking place were killed, injured, or kidnapped in January 2024. Recapping the headlines. Government defends its labor clauses concessions bill, stressing they will do what is necessary to protect workers. The Barbados Alliance to End Homelessness is seeing an increase in the number of women with mental health issues seeking their assistance. Several people hauled before the law courts in an attempt to crack down on delinquent property owners. And the United Nations Human Rights Commissioner warns of deepening crisis in Haiti. That was a lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network Inc. is a member of the OCM Group. I am Crystal J. Paul. Good afternoon.
Thank you, Crystal J. Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news, and like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.